everyone, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 85. Today's topic is going to be about Mario Party 2, one of the famous and most known Mario Parties, probably in the whole Mario Party series, considering that I know a lot of people say Mario Party 2 is the best. So today's podcast is about Mario Party 2. Joining the podcast today, we have Ghetto as Hell, Dark Boo.
Yes, eh?
We have your administrator of MPL, Super Zambazy.
Hello, hello.
Everyone's favorite fat, fabulous fungus, Toadette.
Hey there. There's a Mario Party in my pants, and you're invited.
The Lost Levels pet dog, Barky.
Howdy.
Whatever, Garrulous.
I long for death's cold embrace.
And our guests are today, Nintendo fan.
Hey guys, how's it going?
So yeah, we're gonna jump right into Mario Party 2 discussion, because there's a lot to go about, and yeah. First, let's say a little bit about Mario Party 2. Mario Party 2 was released on the 64 back in January 24th, 2000. In the US, anyway. And it's been, like, pretty much, like, it's set, like, a standard with items and stuff in certain spaces. It has, like, a set a standard for a lot of other Mario Party games, so there's a lot to go on about this Mario Party, but let's ask some basic questions first. Question number one, what's your favorite Mario Party character to use in Mario Party 2? Dark Boo?
Peach, that's the only one I use. Peach, I can't stand the others.
Alright, Super Zambazy?
I always played as Luigi. I mean, the characters were always really limited, but Luigi, he was cool.
Toadette.
I never actually played Mario Party 2, but if I did, I'd probably play as Wario or Luigi, since those two are my next favorites after Toad and Toadette, which weren't in Mario Party until 5, 6, and onward.
Barky.
Mario.
Alright, Garrulous.
Honestly, Luigi.
Luigi!
Nintendo fan?
I always used to play as Yoshi when I played Mario Party 2, just because he was my favorite character when I was growing up as a little kid.
And as for me, my favorite character to use is always Peach. I always use Peach. It's just the character I use and stuff, so yeah, I just have to say Peach. And question number two, we're going to continue on with the favorites. What's your favorite board map? And I just want to hear one. I don't want to hear two, three, five, whatever. Just one. Dark Boo?
We have a problem. I don't have one. I really don't have one, except Western Land, because you don't start off at that damn bank.
Super Zambazy.
Okay, I really like them all. I have to say, this is my first Mario Party game, and I play this game so much. But, I'd have to pick Western Land, just because that's the one we always played, and it was awesome, and the music was awesome, and it was all Western, and, well, obviously, and it's just awesome. I loved it. Western Land, for sure. With a Mystery Land in a close second.
Toadette.
Again, never played Mario Party 2, but from looking at the boards, I'd say Harland and Bowser Land look pretty cool. I've always liked the Bowser boards, as cheap as they were, and Horror Land looks pretty cool too. I always liked the dark and, you know, like the evil fiend boards.
Alrighty, Barky.
I remember playing the most of Spaceland, I believe it was. Spaceland.
Okay.
Spaceland.
Garrulous.
Honestly, Horror Land. I really like the day-night cycle and yeah.
Nintendo fan.
I always used to play Western Land, but every Halloween, I always seem to pick up the Horror Land just because it's of the theme and such, but like Bowser Land isn't bad either, like losing all your coins in that crazy item minigame.
Well,
it's just crazy.
As for me, my favorite is Horror Land as well, as some people have said. I just like the theme of it, and then also how there's so many, like, boos for people to steal from. Like, in the morning, there's, like, two boos over here. At night, there's two boos over here. And then there's, like, the big boo, like, around the gate. So I have to say Harlan is my favorite just because of all the stealing that's done. And the morning and night thing that they switch on is my favorite thing to do as well, because it reminds me of Mario Party 6. And even before Mario Party 6 came out, I just like how, like, everything just switched around. The board became, like... It was sunny outside, and all of a sudden, like, everything's just dark, and then there's, like, ghosts everywhere. So, Horror Land is my favorite.
I just want to add on to that. Horror Land, I just love that one little path where there's two boos, because people would get so freaking pissed, because you would get them twice, and sometimes in one turn. Oh, maybe in one turn. I can't remember, but it was great.
Well, it depends. Like, you have to, like, have a high roll, and then you have to hope no one switches tonight. I mean, morning.
Yeah. But it was fantastic.
If someone switches to morning, then that gets ruined. All right, next question. What are some of your favorite mini games from Mario Party 2? And there's quite a few, so let's try to narrow it down. Dark Boo?
Oh, crap. Well, Deep Sea Salvage, that minigame, I can get more than 40 coins with ease. And, oh, my God, there's so many... That Metro Marathon, I'm an expert at that, so, yeah. But I say DC Salvage because I can just get, like, 40 coins with ease.
Is there anything else?
No, I have... It's too many. Oh. I have, We have... Oh, crap. We have DC Salvage, of course, and then we have... What is it called? Hot Rope Jump, of course, yes. Hot Rope Jump, and we have Grab Bag gets me. Facelift is too easy. They all four player. They all consist of four player. I, one versus three. I don't, two versus two. I do say Cake Factory, no, Bobsled Run, because I used to. I used to kill people in that. I used to make them bump it. When we go down that little part, I used to bump them off. That used to be epic. That used to be epic. Then I take my sweet old time at the finish line. Battle. I will say bumper balloon cars, but that aggravates me. Item mini game? No. I don't have a favorite. And... What's the other minigame called? Duel minigame. That Saber Slash was easy. Rock, Paper, Mario, I hate to the maximum, so it's mostly consists of four player.
What's Rock to the Mario? Which one is that?
Rock
what do you do?
Mario.
Oh, Rock, Paper, Mario, that's stupid.
Oh, Rock, yeah. Mario's well, the worst.
To me, it gets on my nerves, because at first, I didn't know who won what, so I'm just choosing a random person. I didn't know who won what, or how they win, so I'm just choosing Mario, Peach, Bowser, and then you know I win. And then after I realized the rules, that's when I started losing.
Yeah, like, it's like Mario beats Bowser, Bowser beats Peach, Peach beats Mario.
Ridiculousness.
Super Zambesi.
I think I'm going to steal everyone's, but there's so many, because I think Mario Party 2, Mario Party 3, and 9 have the best in the series, just the minigames overall. So, let's see. Number one favorite, Toad in the Box, just because I'm pretty good at that one. I will say so myself. But I love all these minigames. Honeycomb Havoc, because it's... These are the kind of minigames I like, where it's... There's a hint of luck, but you can still have a strategy, and it's just a blast with other people. It's so much fun. Hexagon Heat is just hectic.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm looking at a list. Grab Bag, I always like Grab Bag. Cake Factory, because everyone's screaming. These are great multiplayer games. This is why I love Mario Party. That's why we have a website on it.
Isn't that great?
Look Away, that one drives you nuts. Shock, drop, and roll. Oh my gosh. I can't do it. It's these games. Item and dual mini games, they were kind of meh. They were okay. And I want to ask, I don't know if this is a question for later, but Driver's Ed, that special mini game. I never unlocked that as a kid. I only unlocked that maybe a few years ago. Did everyone else unlock it?
I unlocked it as a kid.
Yeah, I unlocked it as a kid when I remember the day when I did it at my old apartment with my mom friend over. We had clamps. I finally beat Mecha Marathon. I was screaming at the TV like, yes!
Mecha Marathon? I thought it was called Mecha Marathon.
Whatever it is. we can get the spelling M-E-C-H-A hyphen M-A-R-A-T-H-O-N.
For the record, I didn't know that minigame existed, so...
That's how it was for me. I unlocked them, like, what the heck? Where did this come from? And you go into, like, this weird tree trunk when you're picking your character. I'm like, why? I never knew this. What is happening? Yeah.
Toadette.
From watching gameplay videos, I obviously I would like Toad in a Box, because, you know, Toad. I also like Hexagon Heat because I like games where you have to like choose the right platform. Facelift is a game that I would love to see in a newer version, especially one with Toadette in it, because I'd love to just squish up her face. Like I probably wouldn't even play it properly. I just probably use the time to just mess up with people's faces, because there's nothing I love more in Mario 64 than the screw of Mario's face thing, because like. Which is, everyone loved making him look as horrible and crazy as possible. And he's just like, yeah, this is me, Mario! And it's like, I made Mario a horrible, deformed freak. But yeah, I like Facelift, Toad in a Box, because, you know, who doesn't love Toad? And Hexagon Heat are all the ones that look really fun.
Can I say something about Honeycomb Havoc, please? Huh?
Okay, say it.
Oh, Honeycomb Havoc, that minigame. The longer you stay in, the less the luck decreases. When it's only two people, there is no luck. When I say there's two people, there is no luck.
Exactly.
If you get the math behind it, there is no luck when there's two people. Three people, there's slight luck, and four people, that's the most luck.
Yes.
It's not that much neither.
You just have to do math. As long as you do math, it's pretty much easy, but then you have to also worry about, like, what will the computers do, because sometimes, like, if you're playing with computers or if you're playing with, like, your friends, they can choose one thing that screws you up. So you gotta be tactful.
And it usually happens. And it usually happens at the end.
Yes. There's, like, that critical moment where once someone picks either one or two, it's game over, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't get out of this situation. I love that game. And those are the kind of minigames I like where, you know what, luck is okay, but as long as I can still strategize and win. Because it's just, everyone's just screaming at each other, and it's the best. Maybe,
okay.
A little bit.
Barky.
I'm just going to list off just a bunch of names here. I liked Bumper Balls, Hexagon Heat. I'm looking at a list here. Bowser's Big Blast, Crazy Cutter, Facelift, and Hot Ba-Bomb.
That minigame get on my nerves, especially the Mario Party 1 version. That Mario Party 2 version, every time I press B to catch, it fails.
Exactly.
Especially when the bomb
every time
to blow
I try
up.
To catch it, it doesn't work.
Especially when the bomb about to blow up.
Every time I try to catch it, apparently, like, for some reason, I jump. I don't know what the hell that's about, but I, like, jump. And I don't throw it, and then apparently I just, like, lose, and it pisses me off, because I do press the B button, but it doesn't work. Oh, that means...
Always happened to me, especially when I can catch you when the bomb is nowhere near blowing up, but when the bomb is close to blowing up, oh, Jesus, let Donkey Kong pass it to me. Boof!
Exactly. Garrulous.
Honestly, I can't remember much, but I do remember that I liked Hexagon Heat Honeycomb Havoc, and I think Toad in the Box? It's been a while. So yeah, I think those are the ones I remember most vividly being my favorites. And also, I think Facelift too.
Nintendo fan.
I would say Look Away, definitely. Even created sort of like a thing in real life with doing that. Another one of my favorites was Hexagon Heat, just because I could beat the computers on what was the highest difficulty, like expert or whatever.
I could barely hear you, Nintendo fan. Pick it up a bit.
Okay, sorry. Did you get my first favorite?
Yes, I heard you. I just then you said pick it up a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Hexagon Heat was my one of my favorites. And I could beat the computers on expert. And another one of my favorites was the Minecart game. It was a lot better than the Minecart game from the first Mario Party, so definitely one of my favorites there.
Okay, as for me, there are so many minigames I like and so many games that just piss me off, which I'm going to mention both. First off, one of my favorite minigames is Hexagon Heat, just because it's like Mushroom Mix-Up, and it's exactly like it and stuff, and I just love how that is, but for some reason, I feel like they fall, hexagons, those like little platform things, they fall faster than they did on Mushroom Mix-Up. Like, as time goes on, of course, it gets faster, but on Hexagon Heat, it goes really fast. I noticed.
It rises a lot faster.
Yeah, so it's really useful to like just screw people up by just jumping on them, you know, like A, Z, ground pound, and then they lose. It's so juicy to do that. I do that all the time.
In that minigame, when you play on expert or very hard or whatever it is, don't they like know beforehand what the color's gonna be anyway?
Yes.
I feel it.
They do? I didn't notice.
Yes. That. They know the moment Toad raised that flag, you see like 2x2 pixel and they already running.
Oh, well, I've not used Super Hard in a while, so I haven't really noticed that, but it could be. But another one of my favorites is Honeycomb Havoc, just because of the math involved. And surprisingly, a lot of people hate this minigame, but I like Slot Car Derby. So many people.
That minigame!
So many people screw up on it, but it's so simple to me. You just have to not go too fast. And as long as you don't go too fast, you're pretty much a guaranteed victory. It's like, just don't go too fast. Because around the corners, when you see that thing starting to spin out a bit, stop, slow down a bit. But then some people just like to go, and then like you start to spin out, and that's what you lose. And if you don't spin out, you'll be perfectly fine. Because computers will spin out naturally. But
you know what I found out for that minigame?
What?
Well, my favorite is the A-track, because with the A-track, I just fly through that one, but, when you, like, on the outermost part of the track, you know you can probably get away with it, like, going very, very fast, just try to get away with it, and then after some little parts, you have to slow down, but when you on that inner turns, you have to slow down, and people never slow down. I'm like, don't you get the hit? I'm like, you try making that sharp turn in real life and see what happens, running at that speed. I'm like, you're going to bound a crash. And also, I figured out that when you don't play the mini game and somebody double lap you, you permanently out the race.
Yeah. But yeah, moving on back to my favorites. Tile Driver. What's it called? What's that thing called? That Filet Relay. You know the one where you're like a penguin with a fish. I love that mini game.
It's the worst because no one cooperates correctly, and you just end up hating
everyone. My friends
cooperate
perfectly. When we do it, we're just, like, perfect on that. We're, like, waddling around, like, woo. We're just, like, moving perfectly. We're getting things done. We take that fish. We take that fish, piece of fish, down to those penguins, and it's always. I feel bad for the person who's the first player. You know, just the single player?
They are pressing mad fast!
And that even they can trip, which is unfair. But let's get into the minigames I can't stand. I cannot stand Day at the Races. any
that minigame could go to hell.
Anything I choose, it's always the one that makes me lose. Anything I choose, any single one, I choose the Womp. Oh, you fall over at the end. If I choose the freaking Womp, apparently I like tumble over or something. If I choose the Boo like gets mad and like goes into the ground or something. The Bomb like freaking falls over. Everything I choose, they do it at the end. I never can win, no matter what I choose.
Don't you hate that when you be in first place and they always leave you with Thwomp or Womp and you lose, but when you like in fourth and you get the chance to choose Boo or that Bomb, you come in fourth still?
Exactly. And another minigame I can't stand is ranking them in. Oh my god, let's not even get into that minigame.
That minigame, I'm good at that minigame.
Every time, I can never get any mushrooms in. I always get the poison ones. And I can keep going
on. I'm good
on,
at that.
I'm gonna not go on. Another one of my favorites I got to say is Move to the Music just because of Dancing Star. That's a fantastic minigame. It's like Bust a Groove.
Oh, I have one that I didn't mention. Archer. Oh, sorry. You can. I just.
No, I was done.
Oh, okay. Archer Rival. That one's the worst because the stupid computers, they corner you and you can't move. And
the non-playable characters. The non-playable characters like Toad and Baby Bowser. Oh my god, I in the middle of them too. That is it. When I start the minigame and know at what location I'm in, if I'm not on the far edges, am I in the middle with them two non-playable characters, I drop the controller and let it be. I don't even participate.
See, but that's a little more understandable because they're kind of roadblocks. But when your own teammates are cornering you and they have plenty of room to move, we both get out. And it's like, guys, what are you doing?
My friends did that. I slapped the controller out their hand. I'm like, you are stupid. Mind you, we were in the middle and he's cornering me in the middle. All that room to the right and he's cornering me in the middle. Purposely. And they had another hand. I'm like, what the heck? Like, you.
We gotta move on now. All right. Okay. Next question. Favorite item to use, Dark Boo.
Golden mushroom. That's the only one. That's the one I always buy because I like to move. I have to get where I have to go in a little amount of time. And if it's not that one, I rarely get a dueling glove. Yes, ooh, run. Yes, I rarely get a dueling glove, so I had to wait till the last five turns after you duel. Magic lamp. I can have so many coins. I got so many coins, no matter what place I'm in, I can't buy a magic lamp. If I'm in third, I still can't buy a magic lamp. Fourth, oh please, I have to land on Iron Space to get it. And good Jesus, no, I can't stand them item minigames. Only one I like is Quoth and Conjecture. That's the only one I like because I can see right through the chest. I don't even have to look at them getting randomized. You can see right through the chest, the coffin. You can see right through the coffin, so
the coffin,
I have fun with
the
that.
The coffin.
Yeah, the coffin.
Where's your coffin, Boo?
Well, it was packed up for renovations, and what happened was the oak trying to fell, so we had to buy a new one.
Oh. Super Zambesi?
I would say the same thing. Golden Mushroom, just because it's the best. I mean, you want to get far in these games, and that's just what you do. I don't know. Golden Mushroom. And Magic Lamp is great, but it's kind of pricey. And Bowser Bomb's just so stupid. I'm glad they took it out in future games. It's just dumb.
Donkey Kong used to get that purposely.
You see my Mario Party 2 playthrough
in
Spaceland? I promised Impulse I was not gonna do that to Donkey Kong. But I'm just saying what Donkey Kong did in this. I'm not slaughtering him. Donkey Kong was a full-on jerk in that playthrough. Freaking Bowser Bomb, Bowser Bomb, Bowser Bomb. Then he freaking passes the freaking Bowser Beam. Set it off. Do it ready. And I would lose hundreds of coins. I was gonna...
Donkey Kong is a freaking... I'm sorry. Donkey Kong is an asshole in Mario Party 2. He's really...
Toadette.
From reading the descriptions, Golden Mushroom sounds good. Any item that lets you roll free dice blocks is good. That's pretty much a Mario Party default. Magic Lamp, I remember that from Mario Party 4. I always like the little fat genie toad that come out of it. It's really cute. And also, you know, it's an item that warps you to the, the star space, so that's useful. Bowser Bomb sounds really cheap, but really awesome if you want to use it. And same thing with Bowser Suit, because, like, it's one of those items that, like, it's, like, really risky, but if you get it right, you can get, like, so much coins.
Bowser Suit and Bowser Land. That is broken to the maximum.
Barky.
I actually, in recent memory, don't recall using any of the items except the magic lamp. So that's the one I'm gonna pick.
Garrulous.
Honestly, I would say the golden mushroom. Not only can you roll three, if you get them free right, you get money. So, yeah.
Nintendo fan.
I would say the magic lamp and the Bowser bomb and the Bowser suit. Those were my three favorites.
My favorite is the Boo Bell. Alright, I love stealing stuff. Alright, the Boo Bell, the Plunder Chest, I love stealing stuff from people. That's what I do, I steal stuff. I'm shady.
But
I just love the, what?
I'm sorry, but the Plunder Chest, the moment you get it, everybody get crap job items.
Well, not when they land in the item space. They get some good items, and I steal those.
Luigi purposely get a key. Luigi purposely get a key, and Wario purposely get a key.
Well, I've usually just seen them get other items, but like mushrooms, some golden mushrooms, and I just steal it. Or sometimes they even get plunder chests, and I just steal the plunder chests.
That's a trifling now.
Well, hey, you gotta steal what you gotta steal, right?
If you excuse me, you saying that reminds me of this comic I saw once where Luigi got a plunder chest, but then it magically disappeared. So then he looks, and then like there's Peach in the background holding a plunder chest, and she pulls out another plunder chest out of it.
I know Wolf probably did the plunder chest magic lamp combination. Use the plunder chest, stole somebody else's plunder chest, and use the plunder chest and steal somebody's magic lamp.
I've done that before. Funny. Even with Boo Bells and stuff. That's just what
I'll
do.
I'll be laughing.
Alright, let's move on. Now we're going to get into some actual discussion about it in favorites. Alright, did you guys like the endings each board had? Dark Boo?
It was innovative. I'll say that. It was very innovative. Some of them were cheesy and corny, no offense. But which one I found corny?
Were cheesy and corny. All of them were cheesy and corny.
That's what I was going to say. They're all terrible.
The pirate thing. Arr. You trying
that
to steal
me,
corny. Booty.
That was corny. That one. I found a Harland one kind of ooh. And Spaceland was very corny. And
Black
Western
Hole
Land,
Bowser.
Western Hand. Oh, my goodness. Western Land, I found. I always laugh at that one. That one had me laughing. And it always a Koopa getting scared, so that got me angry. It was like too repetitive, but I found it was very innovative, and the fact that they had their own little costumes, cosplay, of course. I found it, like I said, it's corny. It's a little bit corny.
Super Zambazi.
They were interesting, but I mean, I guess as a kid, I didn't really care. I was like, okay, here's the ending, whatever. But now, I'd be like, all right, I don't need to see this again. So they don't need to bring it back or anything. They were all right, though. Not bad. And the last one, I believe the very last one for Bowser Land, doesn't he, what happens? Bowser, who turns into metal or something? And
Bowser
like,
does.
Okay, and then so the character spins them like Super Mario 64, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I never got that reference. Never got it. So, took me a little bit.
Just get it now, right? Out.
Now I understand, yes.
Tourette. Okay, so... Barky.
Yeah, don't know.
I liked the endings when I got them. Never when I wasn't the one who got them. I'm kind of a sore loser, so, you know. Whenever someone else got the ending, I was just like, okay, I'm done.
Garrulous.
They were so cheesy, but I still like them either way. Particularly the Western ending. It was like, this town is too big for the both of us, and then there's the shooting, and it's just like a cork. And then it just bounces off Bowser, and he's like, ah, I'm hit! Goodbye, cruel world! It was beautiful. I loved it.
Hey, I definitely think they should make more of those endings from our party. I just love how cheesy they are. They're supposed to be cheesy. That's why I love seeing them. They're supposed to be. Yeah. My favorite ending has to be... I was going to say Horrorland, but then I just realized that it was the frog thing. And then I remember that was kind of silly. But then I also kind of liked it too. So I have to say Horrorland and Spaceland. I just love the Spaceland where Bowser's like, I'm Black Hole Bowser. And he's like in this like little thing. And like he like shoots like this beam thing at you, and you have to like, he has like a force field, and then when you like have to spin around him and you get him in the back, it's funny. I like that one. Alright. Wait. Did I just skip someone? I think I skipped Nintendo Fan. Sorry, Nintendo
Fan.
You What's your favorite
me.
Ending?
No worries. I'm gonna agree with you that they're all corny, but you know, in their own special way, they were, like, special, and if Nintendo decided to bring them back, then I'd be fine with that, because, you know, corniness in its own way is something extra cool.
Yeah. Next question. What did Mario Party 2 improve on from Mario Party 1? Dark Boo.
Do we have the real list?
Well, just say, like, some things.
Okay, here's what it did. Item, something that is not randomly occurring with a random number generator, like the freaking plus dice block and the freaking minus dice block. Don't you know I had 23 coins and a freaking minus dice block appeared and I was right at the star? You know, and I rolled a 10. So the items were, yes, the items. Hallelujah, something that can get rid of my anger and anguish. And then the minigames, the fact that they realized what one versus three was. Hallelujah, praise the Lord that they understand what one versus three is. Not for a player, with one player getting a special treatment. Or one versus, oh, it's a team of three with one. My mind, the team of three is all for themselves. So if one of them lose, then one of them lose coins. Oh, Jesus, they worked on the minigame so much. Hallelujah. Although they did port some of the minigames, they changed the coin payout. Wow. Some of the board maps, they weren't precisely luck-based, I'd say, as in, oh, you roll a dice block. If you roll a star, you choose the shorter route. Emphasis on shorter. If you roll a Bowser, you take the long route. Emphasis on long route. And so many things. The fact that they have, and you don't feel like it's all random. Although you have all the goddamn hidden blocks. No tea, no shade. The hidden blocks get on my damn nerves. Goodness, well, it treated me good when I was playing with my mom. Goodness, everybody got a hidden block for like two turns straight except her, and I was laughing. I played with content. She quit, because she like, she not playing this. I got a hidden block, 20 coins, and another one was 20 coins. Luigi got a star on 20 coins, but that's a wholly different story. But there's so many things they fixed. That you just thank the Lord. The spaces, they have some variety in spaces. Wow, not no blue and red. Although, they could have got the mushroom space back in the one-player space, but we good as it is. With the spaces Mario Party 2 have, we all right. And some of the minigames are not broken. Ooh, it's a lot we can go on, but that's my little thesis. Yes.
Super Zambazy.
I never played Mario Party 1 when I was younger, because Mario Party 2 is my first, and I just went from there. So I just played it later on, I don't know when, but maybe a few years ago. And, yeah, I mean, the items, number one, because they were just so weird in that game. I didn't like it at all. Mini games. I mean, I agree with Dark Boo with most of what he said, just because that's what I remember. And I guess the mini games that they brought back in 2 were better. Yeah, I don't really. I sometimes think of it this way, just kind of like how Mario Party 9 was like this new change, this new idea, and hopefully in Mario Party. Island Tour, the new one for the 3DS, hopefully that'll kind of be like the Mario Party 2, where they improve on the style and the new mechanics, the new gameplay, and make it better. Kind of like how Mario Party 1 was the first game, the first try, whatever. So, yeah.
Toadette. Okay, Toadette obviously is not going to answer. Barky?
I said skip me.
Barky.
Yeah. The biggest improvement between Mario Party 2 and Mario Party was that my hands did not hurt after playing a minigame.
What minigame? We could say Tug of War, Castaways. I can't stand Castaways! What?! When I tell you that minigame, but yes, the rotating thing, that was, even on the emulator, that thing is painful with this PS, well, the PS2 controller is not like the PS, not the Nintendo 64, but it still hurts your hand.
Right.
Garrulous.
Like Barky said, my hands didn't hurt after playing games on them. MP2. Like, I hated Power Pedal, I hated Tug of War, I hated all those control stick spinny games because it would leave me with blistering palms afterwards and I couldn't do it with just my fingers, so. And, yeah, the items were a big improvement as well, as were the less random luck-based games. Actually, yeah, there's a lot improved on.
Nintendo fan.
I would say that I would agree with Barky on this one, is that the rotating your control stick for, like, the ghost on the bicycle, or the I forget what other ones there were.
It was Tug of War, pedal power, and then it was like pedal paddle or something. I forgot which one it was called. I gotta look that
pedal
up.
Pedal power. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was pedal paddle.
Don't get me started on Tug of War. Oh, that was horrible. but. The mini games were vastly improved in Mario Party 2, and I would also say that some of the items were better, and also like Koopa and like Bowser and whatever, and yeah, I think those were the only 2 or 3. They had like different shops or whatever in Mario Party 2, and they didn't like appear in those random dice blocks or whatever. And Mario Party 2 had a better single-player mode, like the minigame coaster. That was fun. It was so much fun.
What are some things Mario Party 2 improved on from Mario Party 1? Well, obviously, first off, is with Mario Party 1, there was so much luck involved with the game. And, of course, it's like any other board game. You know, that's how board games are. But people, like, viewed it sort of like... I view it now, like, it's just, like, it's too much luck. and Mario Party 2, what they did is they added things like items, they added certain spaces so that more minigames were involved, and then also items were involved, and then it was like some different stuff so that it was, of course there was still luck. Obviously, the luck was still there, but the luck wasn't as bad because it was like, okay, there's this, there's that, there's this. Okay, I can, like, you know, I have more control over what happens to me, okay? Because obviously some of it's going to be luck still, but you have more control over what happens to you, and that's what I like. Not like Mario Party 1, where basically it's like, oh, well, I just have to hope I win good minigames. I have to hope that good minigames get picked and not bashing cash, and I have to hope that, you know, I just do well. Because I hate how that's the only thing you have to rely on, because it was so freaking stupid. If you just, like, screwed up a minigame or something like that, you would, like, freaking jump down to last place. And getting like, boo attacks from you, like, having boo steal a star from you and stuff was really dangerous. And Mario Party 2, it's sort of dangerous, but not as bad. So, I have to say Mario Party 2 improved on a lot, obviously. And the minigames, I think, were better. The music was more... I can't say that about music. Music, I have to think, is, like, the exact same. But they improved on a lot of luck stuff. So that's all I'm going to say. They improved on a lot of luck. Here's our next question. Actually, I think this is the last question. No, it isn't. Would you like to see a remake of Mario Party 2? And what could they improve on for Mario Party 2? This is a tough question. Dark Boo?
Remake? No. Oh, Jesus. Can you repeat the question again? Because this is hard.
All right, guys. I don't have to keep repeating the same question. Just pay attention. Would you like to see a remake of Mario Party 2? And what could they improve on?
Oh, then no. I didn't hear the second part, but no. What can they improve on? What they did improve on, Mario Party 3 did that, essentially. Mario Party 3 did that. Mario Party 4 swayed from that. Mario Party 5, headache. 6, 7, boring. 8. So for 2, what they really can do better than Mario Party 3 did. And if they do make a remake, not necessarily a direct remake, it's going to be MPIT, of course. So I don't like to say MPIT. Mario Party Island Tour. So I wouldn't want to see a remake. Put it like that. I would not want to see a remake. And what they can improve on, Mario Party 3 essentially did that.
Okay, Super Zambazy.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think any Mario Party game should be remade. If anything, they should make, like, the best of, or anniversary, or, you know, one of those things everyone suggests. You know, someone that registers on the forum, guys, I have a great idea. What if they put all the Mario Parties in one game? Oh my gosh, it'd be the best. Yeah, so if they were going to do something, they should do something along the lines of that. Obviously not everything in one game. That's a little ridiculous, but no remakes.
But if, like, they were... What happens if, like, they had, like, a collection of games? Like, imagine, like, a collection of, like, Mario Party 1, 2, and 3 on the 3DS. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think it'd be fantastic. I just don't think they would ever do it, to be honest. But what they would change, I guess they would just add the current roster, you know, because adding more characters, what harm would that do? Add in more minigames, more retro minigames from other games, maybe another board or two from other games. Really, just everything about Mario Party 2 could fundamentally stay the same, just add some things from other games. Maybe some more items, stuff like that.
Holding 3 items at once, not just one?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I see where you're going at. Barky.
Well, I wouldn't want to see a remake, but I wouldn't exactly be against it, I guess. If they were to do a remake, and what they could improve upon, like, in terms of remake standards, visuals, obviously, they would have to fix some of the controls. If you play it on Virtual Console, you know, with anything except a GameCube controller, some of the things just don't work the way they should.
Garrulous.
Honestly, I don't know what they could improve on because, like they said, Mario Party 3 already improved on that. But, yeah, I don't think it needs a remake. I mean, it could be nice, but it doesn't need it, you know? So, yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
Nintendo fan.
I would say that possibly the graphics, but would I want to see, like, a remake, like what Nintendo's doing with Wind Waker right now? Probably not. Remakes aren't my thing, but, I don't know, like, they could also improve upon maybe some, like, visuals and board maps or something. I don't know, like, there's not too much they could improve upon Mario Party 2 either. Like, maybe include more characters, but besides that, that's about it.
Toadette.
Yeah, a remake would be nice because I'd finally actually get to play it. Because, I mean, I can't really play a ROM because my computer's but, like I said before, I'd also really love to see Facelift get back into the series, either as like a remaster version or like in a Best of Mario Party collection or whatever. But you know, it's the same thing as SC. You know, if they want to remake a game, they should do like a Best of Mario Party or Anniversary Collection or whatever.
I would love to see like some sort of remake or like. More so if it was, like, Mario Party 3. But, like, I would just, like, love to see any sort of, like, remake or something redone in the Mario Party series. Like, something old. Just, I like to see something, like, old and have it, like, redone and, like, better and, like, more stuff. Just, I just like seeing things like that. So I would love to see, like, some sort of remake or something similar. I just think it'd be really cool. But it is also kind of pointless, though, if I look at it, because then if it's going to be exactly the same, then what's the point? But, like, if they, like, added characters like, oh, like, Toadette, Boo, and all those other things, I think it'd be pretty fun. Just basically, like, revisiting something with new features. I think that would be cool, but I guess maybe I'm alone on that. All right, last question. What do you think of Mario Party 2 overall? How would you rate it, and what are your final thoughts? Dark Boo?
I'm gonna, what should I say? Out of 10, I have to break this down categories. I really do. The board maps, I will give not a high score, or not a low score, so 7. Hold on, let me type the numbers that way. 7.92 out of 10, because the board maps, because some of the board maps are good, but I noticed that, like, only one board map basically don't have bank right at the damn beginning. All the others do necessarily. As in, you can take a 10 and you can reach the bank. And if that's not least of my worries, some of the board maps, the happening events are kind of nerve-wracking. Or they basically, you're just moving. And most of the time, going back to start. So they could achieve some of the bit of that. Mini games, this will be particularly high, so I would say 8.71 out of 100. 10! Because most of the mini games, they were good and very fun indeed. But then we have a little portion of mini games that needed to be adjusted. Cake Factory, the timing, you have to be also perfect, which I don't have no problem with, but some people, they just can't do it. No offense. And some minigames with very hard computers are not virtually impossible, but hell to complete. And Sky Pilots, wow. With computers, you know, if you're not staring, you're too bad. So sad. Items, 9.1 out of 10, because the items are basically they were a necessity. I give it a 9.1 and not a perfect 10 because some items you virtually can't get it unless you land on an item space. Well, not say virtually. It's just hard to buy them at the shop, especially when you infer you can't get a magic lamp, which I find totally bogus. I understand that you don't want them to go that far up, but if they playing the game right, you can't stop them. Which I'm not saying necessarily give them a magic lamp every time they go there, but good Lord, never. I had to steal one to get it. And then we have the aesthetics, I can't pronounce the word right, which that gets its own rating, which I'm not going to sit here and calculate because I had to go in depth. But I say it is a fun game, yes indeed. It has, and the different modes they have, like mini game roller coaster. That one was fun. I'm not going to lie, that one was fun and trivial, especially for somebody who get to the last mini game of the world and lose, and they lose on a consecutive win bonus. So you want to start all over and do it again.
That's not funny. That's not fun. What are you talking about? That's
That was
terrible.
fun. That was fun for me. I love that. But until I lose, and like with Metro Marathon, that's why I said forget the consecutive bonus. I'm just going to try to get past this damn mini
Wait,
game.
who the hell said mini game coaster was fun?
For me, it was
Boo, are you
fun at
crazy? It's not fun at
at
all.
at times it was trivial. At
It
times
was
it was
not fun
trivial.
at all.
It's torture. It's terrible.
I could say at times it was trivial. Like for some worlds with hard computers, it was like. Normal computer, no, hard computers. When you get to world 7, let me reiterate that. When you get to world 7 turned this mini game roller coaster upside down. I'm not gonna lie, it was fun like world 1 to 6, but when you get to 7 and 8 and 9, you want to quit because it just, I'm not even gonna say it gets immensely hard. It makes you pull out your weave, your real hair, and all natural. It makes you just pull and break your hair. Because you got Metro Marathon, abandoned ship of all goddamn, damn games. For them to be hard computers, that minigame is total BS. I think that minigame chooses who it wants to win. I don't care what nobody say, it chooses who the hell it wants to win. Because before I reached that goddamn top, you know what happened? You really want to know what happened? 2 whole seconds, I was stuck at top, and Yoshi caught up and won. So I got a miss. I was goddamn horrified. So when you on that minigame roller coaster, you get to 7, 8, 9, you just want to quit. You like, what's the? Is this not even fun anymore? This is just playing out, wrecking my head. And we have to like, oh, the mini game. What's that thing? What is that thing? The stadium with the trial, where you basically just playing for coins. And only thing that was for is just to build up your coin bank. So, I find some of it fun and some of it harassment. And I mean not sexual. I mean just harassment to the brain, medulla oblongata, cerebrum, cerebellum. So. I find it's fun compared to nine. Yes.
Super Zambezi.
I'm not gonna go in that in depth, and I also don't have calculations for my score. I'll just say 8.5. This game, it was my first Mario Party. It's obviously very near and dear to my heart, and I had so many memories with this game. It's a great game. I think Mario Party 3 was better, but no problem with this game. 8.5. Great mini games. Great boards. Just improvements in 3. That's all.
Barky.
I'm gonna go ahead and give it the same score as Z did, 8.5. It is one of my favorite Mario Party games. Like, when I did have friends like to play the game with, that's the one we would play over the few that I actually have. So, yeah.
Garrulous.
Honestly, I would just rate it 8 out of 10. Because while it's not great, yeah, amazing, it's still great. And I just love the mini games, the music, the boards, the items. It was a big improvement on its predecessor. I'll just say it on that. Less luck based and more strategy. So yeah.
Nintendo fan.
I would give it a 9 out of 10, simply because it didn't have like too many characters, which isn't a good thing, but keeps it simple. And the boards were fun. And minigames were awesome. Definitely love the minigames of Mario Party 2. And it was one of the best ones in the series, so, you know, it definitely beat Mario Party 9 in my opinion.
Anyway, as for me, how would I rate it? I would rate it like 8.3 out of 10. As I think this Mario Party was a huge improvement from Mario Party 1, and it had some great stuff. Less luck, items were a plus, mini-games, great mini-games, spaces were great, except for Chance Time. Chance Time is always hell, but, you know, that's with every Mario Party that has Chance Time. The boards were designed well. The boards actually moved. Like, some things on the board actually would move around, which made it look, made the board look more alive and stuff. So, I definitely have to say this Mario Party definitely has some cool stuff to it, so... Yeah, I would definitely say that it's an 8.3 out of 10, because I'm not going to rate it full-on 9 out of 10 or something like that, because I just think that it does have some flaws. You know, there's some things on the board that can get annoying. Like, there's, like, a lot of trapping. In Mario Party 2, there are so many things that can trap you at the start. Like, with the Pirate Land, the green space, trapped at the start. Space Land, the green space, trapped at the start. There's too many things that trap you at the start. That's one of my biggest problems with the board. Western Land 2, if you get hit by the train, you get trapped at the start, because you have to keep going back, you have to keep going back, and it gets annoying. So I have to say that, definitely that was one of the biggest flaws in Mario Party 2, but otherwise, it's a great game, so. That's all our opinions. Thank you for watching, and now let's get into news and community.
Yes, we will get into it. Y'all wondering where Super Zombies are, right? But I'm like, well, I have to say it first. So let's get into this. Of course, we have Mario Kart Wii, the community night. That was on Sunday, yes indeed, the 25th of August. And we can say it was a big success. I'm not going to lie. It was a big success because we had a lot of people. It was many, many, not many, many as in, oh, we needed two whole rooms. But it was a lot of people who joined. It was very fun until we had to clap some people and we had to do a little bit of can. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes. It was so much fun, like, talking to Boo and then Soul and stuff. It was great.
Yes, and yelling. Our casual yelling and we just screwing each other over. Literally. Literally screwing each other
Freaking
over.
Freaking Soul starring me into a river. It was by accident. It was not by accident at all.
Soul was getting on my nerves, no offense. But yes, it was fun. It was very fun. And we had a lot of people, and we wish that you can join again. Yes, indeed.
I think that I had one of the best comebacks while playing.
Oh, yes, when you came in first, I was like, there's a problem. I was like, there's a problem. There's a glitch. I see a 2 in the binary code.
Yes. And my favorite part was when I dropped the bomb on. On Dark Boo on that DK snowboard. It was the greatest thing ever. And I have it on film, so I will be uploading that sometime soon.
Hey, I see. I got a lot of good star shots on you, so I know I'm happy about that.
And I got a few on you, maybe not as many.
You
but
got a
I
few on
get...
me. You didn't star me once.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I did. I'm gonna.
Okay, I
want to
see the footage, SC. I don't think you starred me once. You hit me with a shell once, but you didn't star me.
I can't say for sure, but I want to say yes. But
yeah,
that
lie.
Was last
lie
week.
To your fans.
The video will decide. New Super Luigi U is now out in retail in all regions, so if you want that game, you have no excuse. It's on DLC, it's released everywhere in stores, so go get it. Out now.
Oh yes, and then we have Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. Some box art was revealed for it recently, which you can check out on Mario Party Legacy. And it looks like there's no fourth Kong. We see DK, we see Diddy, we see Dixie. But where's the other fourth Kong that they promised? I guess maybe they either have it really hidden well. They don't want to reveal it yet because it's like a big surprise. Or maybe it's just maybe something that's not as big. Who knows? But you can check it out on Mario Party Legacy.
We have lots of release dates for future games. Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD is coming out September 20th for the eShop and October 4th in retail. Wii Party U is coming out October 25th. Mario Party Island Tour and Super Mario 3D World and Legend of Zelda Link Between Worlds all coming out November 22nd, so ready your wallets. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze is coming December 6th. And Mario and Sonic at the 2014 Olympic Winter Games and Wii Fit U are coming out this holiday. So, you know, November 22nd, if you're looking for a new Legend of Zelda, Mario 3D World and Mario the new Mario Party, you're going to be in for a big dent in your wallet. So, start saving up, folks.
Yes, and keep in mind that these are North American release dates, not everywhere. Everywhere else, it's basically the same month, but we don't know the exact date. But, yes, we mentioned the Mario Party. Yes, we have an official name and a release date. Mario Party Island Tour, the first game to not have a number or the system name or whatever. Basically, we got a release date, a new name, and the box art. And the box art has a lot to tell. So we're going to take a little time to discuss that. So first things first, what do you guys think of the name, the new name, Island Tour?
The name. I didn't expect the name to be like that.
Honestly, and don't then, care.
Yeah, that's the point. I just didn't expect the name to be that long. But it's a name. I don't care. I really don't care about a name.
I mean, I guess the only thing it probably shows that Island Tour, maybe it's going to like take place on an island or something. But that's, I really don't care about the name. I honestly don't care. I see some people like, on other sites, why is it called Island Tour? It should be called Mario Party 3DS World. Nintendo's so stupid. It's like, it's a freaking name. Who cares?
Exactly.
So, I like the name, but a random thought about it. What if one of the boards is related to Isle Delfino?
That'd be pretty cool.
Or Pillow Island. Pillow Island would be a cool board, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garrulous, Toadette, the name?
I do not give a single crap what the name is. I'm just looking forward to the possible mention of any Toadettes, which seems pretty slim now, but, you know, still hoping over here.
I would say it's still more likely than Mario Party 9. I just didn't have any hope at all. But, okay, so that's the name. Release date November 22nd. We kind of expected November anyway. And the main other piece of news was the box art, which showed us a lot of characters. And to quickly go over it, we had Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Wario, Waluigi, Daisy, Toad, I'm going off the top of my head, and Boo, Bowser Jr., Rosalina, Shy Guy, Flutter, and Kamek, or Maggie.
And a Bullet Bill.
And a Bullet Bill, yes.
I think that was a Bonsai Bill.
Oh, Bonsai Bill, yeah, Bonsai Bill have the teeth. And there are Shy Guys there.
Shy Guy as well, yes.
Two of them, not one.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything you guys want to just throw out about the box or anything that strikes you as important, or
the only thing I have to say is that I hope Boo, I think that Boo and Bowser Jr. are playable, and I think that we're going to have like a sort of a Mario Party 5 roster with Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Daisy, Waluigi, Wario as well, obviously, Wario, and then Toad, Boo, and Bowser Jr. So I think we're going to have a semi-Mario Party 5 roster, except for Bowser Jr. replacing Koopa Kid. I think Boo and Bowser Jr. are basically going to be like what Kamek and Shy Guy were in Mario Party 9. In the story mode, like if they win, they're going to like take all the mini-stars or like some crap like that. That's what I think.
I think that if Boo is not playable, I'm going to just yell. I want that freaking white, semi-translucent, floating, puffy ball to be playable with Vampire 2.
We're going to hold Boo to that right now, so if Boo's not playable, Boo's going to scream on this podcast.
Yes, I want the ghost to be available as play. I always like playing as Boo, or Dry Bones, or Toadette. I don't like, and mind you, Dry Bones gone, Toadette gone, Boo gone. Who do I have to choose? Except Daisy, but her hair is getting kind of, she's not laying her hair like my hair's laid, Funky Dineva, but I want them to be, I really want Boo and Bowser Jr. I even want Bowser Jr. to be playable. About time we seen him somewhere. Well, we saw him in Mad 49, but that's not the point what I'm trying to establish. It'll be nice if they can be playable, and I have a feeling that Shy Guys, they're going to be non-playable characters, and as well as Rosalina.
Rosalina is not going to be playable.
I want to really know why that flutter's there. I mean, it's really... it's highly unlikely and pretty stupid if they make it playable, but I just want to know why it's there.
I don't think Flutter will be playable as well. I think it'll be like a host
or something.
I think it'll be a host as well as the Shy Guys, the Bonsai Bill.
What I want to know is why Rosalina is on the cover. If she's a playable character, I'm gonna flip. Like, really flip, because I did not expect that. I'd rather expect she be a host or something. You know?
I don't want her to be... I really don't want... I don't even think Rosalina is going to be playable. And also with these little islands, because the islands look like they're in the sky rather than on the ocean. No tea, no shade. We have a dice block. We have like a little dice block area. Well, I see two dice blocks, a little golden area to the southwest. And then we have this big old mega thing with... are those warp pipes? And then you have like a piano staircase. But who knows? Who knows how this game will be? Only thing I know, I'm going to have to be watching videos because I will not be getting it.
Okay. You're not going to get a 3DS for this?
No.
Aww.
I'm really not. And by the time I get my money, which is going to be in November, that $518 have to go, so literally have to go elsewhere.
And before Boo gets a 3DS.
I'm not getting no damn 2DS, I'm telling you that now.
Uh-oh.
I don't care what the price is. I'm still going to get a 3DS if I wanted to. But the problem is that I don't feel like me getting a 3DS is worth it. Because I feel like I won't play the game. But that's just personal. But I really... And also, I think Cam is going to be playable. I really think he's going to be playable as per him looking at Waluigi cards.
Boo!
Huh, never thought
about
that.
Notice how Boo and Bowser Jr. are in the front, though. Like, if they're not going to be playable, why is Bowser Jr. walking on the spaces?
Literally.
He's walking on the spaces, so he has to be some sort of playable. But then Rosalina's there, too. So I can't... I can say that, but then, like, Bowser Jr.'s actually walking. Rosalina's just standing there.
He's just standing and waving hi.
And then
for
Boo
some
with
reason.
That mushroom. Ooh, he's going to eat it up.
Yes.
What do you guys think about the actual items? Because they're holding a mushroom and a Koopa shell, and like we haven't had actual items for a really long time.
I think it'd be great if they actually had that.
That's my problem. They got regular items. I see they incorporate. They have a dice block as an item. I know it is. I know it will.
It better be a goddamn thing.
So you're trying to tell me that they literally branching things off a different game. Like Mario Party 9 had the dice block system, Mario Party 2 and 3 had the regular items, and then they have the new cards as the new way. And I don't think they'll bring up capsules and stuff. So who knows? Cause each board might have their own set of rules, set of things. Who knows? Rockets. We have rockets as well.
Is there any significance to the bubbles?
That's what I want to know. What are all these bubbles for? Especially when they're in the sky.
And the items. There's one item inside of bubbles. So.
They could be like in those other Mario Party games where like you got random like a random item from like a machine or something. And
the capsule machine.
Yeah. That sort of thing, or like how certain items would just be kind of like spaced around the board and you just pick it up.
I really I don't know what the bubbles are for. I really don't know. Especially when they're in the sky. I find that not even oxymoronic. I'm just confused. I'm not lying. And then you have Rosalina just standing in the corner waving hi. That's why you should have never even put her into the picture. Why? It's not like she's doing something special like the rest of these characters. She just literally standing there waving hi.
If the bubbles serve no purpose, then it's just there for, like, you know, artsy-fartsy stuff.
Ooh, bubbles!
I think that's what it's there for. Because I've had no other reason.
To kind of wrap this up, I mean, I think someone else already mentioned this, but is there any significance to the mini-stars? Like, they're back now, we know that, they're on the
Fox Start. I mentioned that.
Yeah, see, I thought, I heard someone, sorry.
I think
the mini stars are gonna like. I actually think that something in this game is gonna have mini stars. Something like maybe you collect mini stars in like a certain mode or something. I think somewhere in this game is gonna have mini stars. Something.
Yeah, I think they're gonna have the. I think they're really gonna put a Mario Party 9 little board map onto the little selection thing. As in, they have the grass thing. I think they're gonna put a board map that has mini stars in it. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, we don't want no goddamn mini stars. We want the coins. And I'm going to be like, you know what? Coins, mini stars, the difference is... Oh, mini star, you collecting mini star. And I don't want to go on off the tangent and become diamond and all that other stuff. So I don't mind the addition of the mini stars. People shun upon the mini stars based on Mario Party 9, but who knows how they will incorporate the mini stars? It might not be the way that Mario Party 9 done it. So when people were looking at the mini stars and getting all angry, like, we don't want mini stars, I'm like, you don't know what they're there for, as well as Rosalina. I don't think Rosalina picture up here is unnecessary. No, I know Tino Shade. I'm sorry, Tablet, because he was arguing with other people on the site. I think her, the addition of her in the picture is insignificant. I'm sorry. I can understand she's a host or something, but it's really insignificant to me. And that just me. That just my honest opinion.
Didn't mini stars like replace coins in Mario Party 9?
This is my problem. I wouldn't even say mini stars replace the coins. I think they just strapped the coins and just added mini stars, because when you look at it at a whole aspect, abstractly, whatever the word is, you'd be like, I can't necessarily say the mini stars replaced the coins, because they damn sure did. And if it did, it did a bad ass job. So I won't even say they replaced. I just think they strapped the coins and just put the mini stars. I won't say they replaced, because if you want to say replaced, they did a bad job.
I don't know. I think that if they serve the same purpose as coins, I don't know that it should be a problem with anyone. I mean, you know, you're still collecting a bunch of items or, you know, coins or stars or whatever. The point is to gather as many as you can, purchase a star, or just continue saving up so that you can, like, have the most. If it's the same concept as coins, then what's the problem?
Yeah, and that's why I after realizing, I'd be like, they strapped coins and placed mini stars. They did not replace coins. They did not substitute the coin with mini stars. They strapped coins and put mini stars.
Okay, so to wrap this up, I already said that, but we're actually going to wrap it up. We can just go around and just say whether this news has made you more interested. Are you liking this direction they're going a little more now, or a little less? Was it good news? Was it bad news? And we can start.
I'm more interested.
Okay. There you
go. Honestly, I'm still interested whether changes or not.
And that dice block, right? That dice block is the mountain with the bonsai bill dice block. And if it is, I think 4 is the highest number you can roll, because right, one side is 0, the other side is bonsai bill.
Yeah.
Then the highest number you can roll is 4. And now since we think about that, that's more appropriate for that short. Because you see how short as hell that mountain theme stage, that mountain theme, yeah, freak, you know what I mean. That mountain whatever, because I can't get the word, differentiate between board and stage. That for the dice block to roll up to 4-0 to 4 in that little short area, I think that's appropriate. It's not no 0-1-2-3, but I think it's very appropriate. Although some people say 4 is a high number, but I'm like, it's appropriate. Mind you, you only got like, I counted like 20 spaces or something around that nature. So I think it's appropriate.
Alright, so I think everyone pretty much agrees. We're all excited for it. We're all interested. So yeah, I mean, we're only just going to get more information from here, 3 months away. So with that, Spider Staryu, I will hand it back to you. Continue the podcast.
Now we're going to get into what everyone has been doing this week. Alright, starting with Dark Boo.
I've been doing Zelda, Ocarina of Time, modding and hacking. Oh my goodness. I'm posting pictures on NPL and the GCN and on YouTube. Well, videos on YouTube. I'm trying my best to balance time on NPL and the GCN. I'm trying my best interest. It's my best interest to balance these times. Because I've been, before, I was on GCN for like 2 days straight compared to NPL. I wasn't even there for the whole day. But I'm trying to balance it here and there. I'm showing off my little pictures and stuff here and there. And I'm going to do a little bit of modification. Also, what I've been doing... Friday gave me so much, you're going to have to let me break out some time. Handicapped people. Not mentally, I mean physically. I could do that. But physically, I mean people like handicapped and stuff. Handicapped people walking with canes and stuff. I had to go to 175 Fulton, and mind you, they have 3 elevators that are complete utter shit. When I call them shit, that's giving them too much credit. They are not insignificant, because that's giving too much credit. Them elevators, so mind you, I had to go to the 3rd floor, but mind you, I see everybody taking the stairs. I'm looking like, why everybody taking the stairs? So, in the long run, let's just say I took the raggedy-ass elevator up to the 3rd floor. When I mean raggedy, I mean if I was in there by myself, I would be screaming like a girl getting laid in her dead yeah. So, I get to the 3rd floor, and then after I'm leaving, I press the elevator button, the elevator not coming in. I've been like 10 minutes straight waiting on the elevator, so mind you, at the end of the day, y'all gotta pay. Who knows what assembly line is? So I have to describe what an assembly line is. Who knows what an assembly line is?
Assimile or assembly?
Assembly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you, there was an assembly line going down stairwell G, because everybody was taking the stairs down. When I say everybody, I had to open the stairwell door and wait for people to get out the damn way for me to walk down the stairs. There were like 60 people walking down the stairs. I'm like, how do all 3 elevators broken? Then one person had a client in a wheelchair on the 6th floor. One person with a baby on the 7th floor. They was on the 2nd, we could kind of make it work or something, but they on the 6th and 7th floor, and then mind you, when the security guard was pointing to the elevator, he like, this is the only elevator that's working. Don't you know at the end when he said, this is the only elevator that's working, the damn elevator alarm for that elevator went off? I mean, he said, this elevator is working. I'm like, you sure that elevator working now? All 3 elevators were broken. And they talking about, and you want to know what the hell they had? Well, I don't blame the security guard, because they tried to help, but they say they're going to reset the elevators. You told me that the 2 elevators that broken is because of the wires. The wires that rise and lower the elevators are tangled. When I say tangled, I mean tangled web comb, Zylan Showdown style. So, I'm like, don't reset them elevators, because when somebody go in that elevator, then they don't support that break, that whole wire going to snapping. When it's snapping, it falls. If I'm in that elevator, I'm coming out with vengeance. But yes, that all happened on Friday, so that's what all happened. And then after the podcast, I'm going to edit the podcast. And then after, get me something to eat, I'm going to treat my ass out. So that's all that's been happening. And NPFS, you might have to private message me that about that.
Super Zambazy.
Like Dark Boo, I'm very hungry and dying.
Yeah, you guys are hungry, all right.
Yeah.
Let's see, school. That's all I've been doing this last week. It's not that bad as the first week, but I'm just kind of getting used to it. It's always like that first class, or first week, I mean. Just because all your schedules are all over the place, and due dates are just completely random. You forget, like, half of them. So it's kind of hectic. I bought my books. I actually ended up spending $90 this year. I'm kind of pissed. Just because the ones I needed weren't as cheap as I'd like them to be. Half.com, of course. Everything was, like, 75% off. And old editions, of course. But still, it got pricey. So I'm a little disappointed in that. In terms of gaming, the only thing I could think of was, and I'm pretty sure this was last Saturday, because I feel like it's been much longer. Staryu, did we play New Leaf on Saturday, or was that 2 weeks ago? Because I can't remember.
We played it that Saturday.
Yes, then okay, so I went over to Staryu's town and found some interesting things. I won't mention them here on the podcast because I don't know if everyone's ears.
You're being rude as hell. You're saying like really freaking mean things to me. I was like, wow, SC.
I was the witness. I was the witness.
I was like, just go to Lobo's house and just stop whining. Good goodness.
So yes, that happened. I think it was for the turnips, which I don't think I'm gonna do those anymore because I just forget.
You made me like get 5 times what I paid for SC. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Yes, so that happened, and it was fun and all. I would like to do it again with anyone. Yes. But yeah, that's all I've really been playing. I can't really think of anything else. I've been playing the Wonderful 101 demo on the Wii U. It's a great game. And that's really it.
Toadette.
I've been hanging out with my family, and I've been playing Fire Emblem as always, and I've been trying to finish Pikmin 3, but I'm having some trouble on the final boss. It's really hard. Like, there's like a chase scene in the beginning, and you gotta knock down all these puzzles, and I keep messing up, and it's like, crap, 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 and it's like, when I finally get it right, then I realize I left like a big chunk of my Pikmin in the other room. I'm like, crap, 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 it's too late to go back, but the way I'm doing it, I'm using a very specific, like, speedrun glitch, so you can get through it faster. You have to do it really precisely, and you need, like, all 100 of your Pikmin to do it, so I keep screwing up and leaving them in the other room. And they get eaten by the final boss, and it sucks. And either that or I screw up, and the final boss gets me, and it's really hard. But I've been working on that. I haven't played Mario and Luigi in a while. I'm too busy with all my other games. I got addicted to Fire Emblem again, so I've been playing that. If I had a second 3DS, I would play Mario and Luigi too, but I got too caught up in all of my games. I bought so many. I have so many fun games to play. It's going to be really hard later on, too, especially seeing how Mario Party Island Tour and Mario 3D World both come out in the same day, because I thought 3D World was going to come out in December, because then I was just going to wait for it for my birthday or Christmas, which I'd get then, but apparently now they both come out on November 22nd, and it's going to be like, I want to play that one, but I want to play this one, but I want to play that one, but I want to play this one, and it's been I'm having fun, but I just have a lot of games, and I'm very preoccupied right now. School is going to start in a couple weeks, so eventually I'm going to go shopping soon, eventually. As you guys can hear, my mic quality is a lot better now because I finally got myself a microphone, headset, yay! And that's it. Everything else is boring. I've been doing photo edits on Tumblr with Walhart, like I do. So blah.
Barky.
pretty much half of the same of what I was doing last week, reading Harry Potter books. But I also, this week, took the time to watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which I do not regret.
Ooh, is this your first time?
Yes.
Ooh, intense.
I had trouble watching the scene with the giant spider.
I don't blame you.
It wasn't because it was like just a spider. It was a rather nasty looking spider. Like it had like human like flesh like just on top of its head or something, and it was nasty looking.
Oogly, not nasty. Yeah. Oogly.
It just wasn't pretty to look at. Other than that, it was a fun thing to do. That's that.
Garrulous.
I haven't been doing much lately. I've just been like playing games, doing finals week. I've been playing, like, let's see, Oregon Trail, obviously, a little bit of Pikmin 3, a friend let me borrow it, a little bit of Text Adventures, a lot of them, actually, I've been drawing, trying to finish commissions, been doing various silly stuff, that kind of thing, you know? So yeah, I've been having a fine week overall, and I've also been writing, I've been working, I've been doing a lot of stuff. Also panicking.
And Nintendo fan.
I've been sick rather lately, so been sleeping in. Always nice to do that before school starts. I've also been playing some Pikmin 3 and some new Super Mario Bros. U, which I just got recently. Almost at the end for Pikmin 3, but it was a short game, but you know, hopefully Nintendo has some DLC up their sleeves. And I've also been watching some anime, so you know, doing some great stuff before university begins in next Wednesday, so yeah.
And as for me, I've done tons and tons of stuff this week. First off, we had a community night the other Sunday ago, we were like having a community night. I was in a Skype call with Boo, Soul, and Barky. It was really fun. We were talking, we were laughing, we were cracking up, and it was really great. Boo. Boo got really mad, like, because, like, something happened at the beginning. Like, he couldn't join because Tablet just basically, like, started without him. So Boo got mad at the beginning, but then after that, we had a good time.
That was some bull.
And then, I played Animal Crossing with SC, and SC was rude. He came into my town, he tried to screw things up, but I had to stop him, so everything's good now. No worries, but...
I have to say something, though, because this you're painting an unfair picture. I got into your town, and the first thing you said was, "Hey, biatch." I'm like, what the heck?
Except
you
said the actual thing. Say what I really said.
You know what I really said.
I said,
"Hey,
bitch."
There you go, so...
Said, oh, was it opposite rude. Day? I was like, wow, that's the most cheesiest thing someone could say. You couldn't, like, just say it back?
Or no, to be I'm like,
I used it, hey, I used it in a good term, okay? People do that sometimes. I didn't know you got so offended.
That wasn't offended.
That you were making, like, freaking rude jokes to me all day. You're trying to, like, freaking, like, make some Dr. Shrunk jokes, which are not even funny. We're so freaking stupid. And
they're
then
not
tried
funny.
To freaking
I'm
steal
concerned.
Stuff from me. You started trying to steal my fruit. So I think I did a pretty accurate thing. You were trying to screw up my town. So you know, I basically say what you did.
Oh, that's so great, the fruit thing. Because, okay, you're so protective of your fruit. When I was over by your golden pears or whatever they were, I would just run around in circles, and you would, like, chase me down. You would not let me out of your sight.
Because Boo told me, don't let him take those pears. I was like, I can't let him take those pears.
All I did was go run back and forth. Like, I wonder how long he's going to chase after
me. Well,
you
I got to make sure
stop.
You wouldn't steal. You said you were going to steal some fruit.
I said I was going to bring an axe.
No, you said you were going to steal down. Some fruit. Okay, don't lie to the viewers.
Well, I don't remember.
Don't trust SC in your town, guys. You might try to steal stuff or try to break your, like, trees or something. I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy. Hey, Timmy's not here. Who wants to A with me? Who wants to A with me? Someone volunteered themselves.
Hey!
That's someone has to, like, cover for Timmy for that. So, yes.
I'll do it.
All right, let's do it now. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hey! Yeah, girl. All right. What else have I been doing? I know I played something else with someone else. I recently got one of my favorite villagers. I was not able to get Zucker. Zucker's one of my favorite villagers. I really want to get him in my town, but I've not been able to get him yet. But I got my other favorite villager, Kyle. I paid a lot of money for him, and he's in my town now. So he's, like, near Flora. And me, Flora, and Kyle were having so much fun the other day. Isn't that right? It was just so great. Like, I literally, like, he was in, like, Flora's house, and I tried to, like, go back and forth from my character to Flora's character, and it was, like, really great. The Flora lives in a tent right now, so it was really awesome. Awesome. And then, what else? I think that's it. I'm trying to think of other things I've done, but I've not really done a lot. I'm just, like, school's gonna be coming up soon, and I'm not looking forward to it, but what are you gonna do? So, yeah.
Cry.
Yeah. And that's it for our podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching today. Let's get the ending information out. If you want to guest star in the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. You can check out Mariah Legacy in our forum, mariahlegacy.com/forum. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games, MPI and MPFS at mpimpfs.mariahlegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and on our Facebook page, MPL Network. And we have a Tumblr as well. It's, Essie, what is it? MyPrideLegacy.tumblr.com?
Pretty much.
Yeah, something like that. Just go search My Pride Legacy, you'll find it. Follow, follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYou. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. SpiderStarYou make juicy, juicy, juicy videos. Thank you guys so much for subscribing. I have like 1,500 subscribers now. I'm at like 1,530. I really appreciate the subscribers. Thank you guys for watching and commenting on my videos and stuff. It means a lot. And you can follow me on Nintendo Network. I am SpiderStarYou. And we can do fun stuff together. Like, I don't know. Fun stuff. And for Dark Boo, you can subscribe to him on YouTube. He's 516-974-3494. Follow his, like, hacks of The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. SC Super Zambazy, is Super Zambazy everywhere on Twitter, on YouTube, and Nintendo Network. Super Zambazy everywhere. For Toadette, her YouTube is Caitlin Robitalian. Her Tumblr's unofficial, official Toadette. And her Facebook is This Is Nature, which is a Walheart page.
For you Fire Emblem dorks.
And then for Barky, his YouTube is Barky Foxtrot. And for Garrulous, his,
I'm a dude!
Her Tumblr is garrulous-liberty.tumblr.com. And that's it for our podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time, alright? See you guys later. Goodbye.